Welcome to the RICO 12 Shares podcast. This is an open to all addictions and afflictions sharing meeting. If you would like to record a share or a recovery prayer for RICO 12 Shares, please go to www.rico12.com/shares and follow the links there or click on the link in the show notes. RICO 12 Shares is not a dumping ground for problems, nor is it a place for storytelling. RICO 12 Shares is not a place for crosstalk or contacting others. RICO 12 Shares is not a place to promote or proselytize any products, services, or specific religions. RICO 12 Shares is a place to share and hear the solution, your experience, strength, and hope. RICO 12 Shares is a short, shares-only meeting closed out with a recovery prayer that is recorded by any one of our participants or audience members. The RICO 12 family of recovery services is supported by participants and listeners. To become a supporter, what we call a RICO 12 spearhead, please go to www.rico12.com/support or click on the link in the show notes. It is now time to share.
RICO 12 shares.
Good morning. My name is Nikki M., and I'm a grateful member of the RICO 12 fellowship family. And I'm just waking up to many messages, and I'm seeing that, you know, people give up. And this, in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, regardless of your addiction or affliction, it says, this is not an overnight matter. It should continue for my lifetime. It tells me I'm in the grip of a progressive illness, that I get worse, never better. So I never understand why people want to leave. It's true, the cliche when they say, don't leave before the miracle happens. Hey, everybody, don't leave before the miracle happens. I'm waking up today, and I'm just grateful to be alive. There was a time I woke up and wanted to die, and I couldn't believe this was my life. And now I can't believe that this is my life. It's amazing. The book doesn't promise mediocre. It promises miracles. And so I just want to beg, the book asked me to urge people, to beg of you, to burn into the consciousness of everybody that we do get better. We just need to trust God. And that's a real radical concept, to trust God. So today I have, what does that look like? Today I have to trust love and patience and forgiveness and doing the next right thing, getting active and zealous in my life. I need to have enthusiasm and want it. What's want it? Want this power. Want this peace of mind. Want this moment enough. So I'm just so grateful. And I'm just really talking to myself, reminding me, Nikki, don't leave the rooms like other people do, because this life is amazing. There's nothing out there for you. I'm just grateful. Boop, boop, pee-doo.
RICO 12 shares.
All right, so I'm Harvey E. in Toronto, a grateful recovering sexaholic, a good person worthy of recovery, and a child of God. And I'm sharing my early stuff for these recordings. I thought it might be interesting. Everyone has a different story, but I thought I'd share mine. So we're up to Jack. After 3 weeks, Jack showed up and he became my accountability partner. He became my friend. We lived rather close and we could meet and talk and we would go for coffee. And he became a close friend. He's at least 20 years younger than me, but that didn't matter. I was in desperate need of a friend, and he knew that. And he became a really good friend. And he had some early suggestions, some suggestions for me early on, which I took quite seriously. And they have become part of my recovery program. my good habits, which I took on to replace some of my very bad habits. And like, for instance, I'll share some of them with you. Jack was the first person to recommend that I do gratitude lists. And for those who don't know what a gratitude list is, I'll explain it to you. Gratitude lists are the way, I believe, are the way we change our attitude. We start to appreciate how much good is happening in our life. And if we're faith-based, and most, at least I am, we can assign that to whoever your higher power is, and all the wonderful things he's doing for us, for me. And it was really important. I started a list every day. He's told me, like, do 50 gratitudes, and that sounds outrageously high, but it doesn't take much to get a list of gratitudes. I am grateful for, and I am grateful that. Those are the two sentences that I start with. And there's lots of stuff that I can be grateful for. Some of them are pretty straightforward, although we don't think of them. At least I never thought of them. When I was in my addiction, it was really hard for me to see anything positive. I lived in a negative world. So just being able to identify the things that I should be grateful for. For instance, I have two eyes, and they see. I'm not blind. I have two ears that hear. So that I can communicate, I can hear what people are saying and learn because of that. So I have the capacity to learn because I have a brain. I have a nose which can smell beautiful things, beautiful food that my wife prepares, blossoms, all kinds of wonderful smells. Maybe not so wonderful smells, but that's part of life. I have a mouth with a tongue which helps me articulate to speak. And teeth, which help me chew. I'm a dentist, so I know very well all about that. I have hands, two hands, and they work. And I don't have arthritis, so I can grab things, and I can, and I have a utility to be able to do things with my hands, like dentistry. I have two feet, and I'm grateful for that because it takes me. They take me places, and they allow me to go from place to place. And that's just the beginning. So gratitude lists became really, really, really super important to me. And they've remained a seriously important part of my recovery day and night. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
RICO 12 shares.
Hey there, my name's James. I'm an addict. I thought I would just share with you what's been a very emotional few days. I hadn't seen my children for a year and a half, partly to do with US immigration, but also just because of life and different partners and so forth. So it was a big build up to see them, a lot of expectation, which I managed to manage well because my sponsor told me to keep them low. And I had a beautiful time, but I've just had to say goodbye. And it's been very difficult to walk away not knowing exactly when I'll see them again. But they were very loving, and I wanted to share because I know that recovery has played a huge part in this, because when I was lost and in a complete mess on drugs and booze, I wasn't able to, you know, give out and reciprocate the love that they deserved. I had been able to, but when the addiction took over, it took me over completely. Whereas this time I was able to deal with the purity of all the feelings and manage them. And right now I feel sad, but I know that that's a natural feeling and it's something I'm supposed to be feeling. It wouldn't be right if I was feeling anything else, because I wouldn't be allowing the real feelings to come through. And I'm feeling sad because I love them. I'm feeling sad because I'm going to miss them. I'm feeling sad because I won't be with them anymore. And I've just had a really special time in Montreal with them. But I also know I'll be okay because I've got meetings I can go to. I have a sponsor I can talk to. I have a fellowship I can turn to. And I don't feel alone. And I could feel very alone right now, sitting in a hotel room all on my own, but I don't. And that's the power of this program. And It's been a lifesaver. It's been a life changer. And I feel very lucky to be a part of it. It's changing me as a human being daily. And it just keeps reminding me why I need to keep working at it, because it will, bit by bit, one day at a time, make you the person you deserve to be for yourself and for others. So that's where I'm trying to get with it. Anyway, just a little share of the day. It's helped me by being able to share because I was feeling really sad. And then I saw the message on the WhatsApp group from Justin about leaving a share. So I was able to do that, which is another gift of this program, because it's a very therapeutic process too. Anyway, hope you're all good, and I hope this might help someone in some way. All right. Thank you very much.
Rico 12 shares.
Hey there, my name's James. I'm an addict. I thought I would just share with you what's been a very emotional few days. I hadn't seen my children for a year and a half. Partly to do with US immigration, but also just because of life and different partners and so forth. So it was a big build up to see them, a lot of expectation, which I managed to manage well because my sponsor told me to keep them low. And I had a beautiful time, but I've just had to say goodbye, and it's been very difficult to walk away not knowing exactly when I'll see them again. But they were very loving, and I wanted to share because I know that recovery has played a huge part in this, because when I was lost and in a complete mess on drugs and booze, I wasn't able to, you know, give out and reciprocate the love that they deserved. I had been able to, but when the addiction took over, it took me over completely. Whereas this time I was able to deal with the purity of all the feelings and manage them. And right now I feel sad, but I know that that's a natural feeling and it's something I'm supposed to be feeling. It wouldn't be right if I was feeling anything else, because I wouldn't be allowing the real feelings to come through. And I'm feeling sad because I love them. I'm feeling sad because I'm going to miss them. I'm feeling sad because I won't be with them anymore, and I've just had a really special time in Montreal with them. But I also know I'll be okay, because I've got meetings I can go to, I have a sponsor I can talk to, I have a fellowship I can turn to, and I don't feel alone. And I could feel very alone right now, sitting in a hotel room all on my own, but I don't. And that's the power of this program. And it's been a lifesaver. It's been a life changer. And I feel very lucky to be a part of it. It's changing me as a human being daily. And it just keeps reminding me why I need to keep working at it, because it will, bit by bit, one day at a time, make you the person you deserve to be for yourself and for others. So that's where I'm trying to get with it. Anyway, just a little share of the day. It's helped me by being able to share, because I was feeling really sad. And then I saw the message on the WhatsApp group from Justin about leaving a share. So I was able to do that, which is another gift of this program, because it's a very therapeutic process too. Anyway, hope you're all good, and I hope this might help someone in some way. All right. Thank you very much.
It is now time to close the Rico 12 Shares meeting. If you wish to share some of your recent experience, strength, and hope, or have insights that you've gained from other speakers or other meetings, please follow the links in the show notes to our website and submit a recorded share there. You can also become a Rico 12 spearhead and financially support these projects by clicking on the support link in the show notes. Thanks. We will now launch off into the rest of our day with a prayer.
My name is Ashley S., and I'm a recovered sexaholic, lustaholic, and codependent. This is one of my favorite prayers that was passed to me, and I was told to use this prayer whenever I was in trouble. It works. God, speak to me. Your humble servant, Ashley, listens. Holy Spirit, take action. I am now ready.
Keep coming back. It works when you work it. So work it. You are worth it.